So you're asking the question, now which books should we read? Because there's so many books in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, and it appears to me, and it's quite true also, that the Gaudiya Sampradaya has more books than any other Sampradaya. Actually, Gaudiya Sampradaya has more books about philosophy, tattva, siddhanta, and lila than all the other Vaishnava Sampradayas put together. Even the non-Vaishnava Sampradayas, Shankara Sampradaya, we have so many books, thousands of books. So where to start, where to end, where to begin, where to finish? It gets confusing and mind-boggling. There's so many books by Mahajans and so many biographies and so many books by disciples of Mahajans and so many books by Prabhupada and so many books by Prabhupada's disciples. Satsrupa Maharaj has 200 books. Satyaraj has 50 books. Dasarath Sutta has 40 books. And who else is writing? So many books are there. So where do we start? There's so many books, we might as well read none of them. It's easiest just not to read any because it's too confusing. And I don't like to read anyway, so. But if the answer would be to follow the guidelines given by the founder of ISKCON, because he was, all the books, of course, were in Sanskrit or Bengali, and Prabhupada, he meditated deeply himself. What are the most important books to give the conditioned souls? Because there's a couple of considerations here. One is, what can they understand? People in the Kali Yuga, what can they understand? Can they understand Rig Veda? Should I translate the Rig Veda into English from Sanskrit? Can they understand the Atharva Veda, Yajur Veda, Samaveda? Will they be able to understand this very complicated and deep Sanskrit, which is all written in codes and secret mantras, sutras, esoteric sutras? It's very complicated and complex Sanskrit. Should I attempt to translate this into English to give it to the people? Well, I could, but these are not the most essential books. Smritis are more essential, more helpful than Shrutis. And Puranas and Upanishads. Puranas are more important than Upanishads. It's like this. So Prabhupada, deeply meditating on the matter, and of course following strictly in the footsteps of the six Goswamis, whom Srinivasacharya glorifies in his song called the Goswami Astakam. In the second shloka of that song, he sings in glorification of Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatana, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Vata Dasa Raghunath. He sings, Nana Shastra Vicharana Eka Nipano Sadharma Samstapako Lokanam Hita Karano Chibhuvane Manyo Sharanya Karo Radha Krishna Padara Vinda Bhajana Nandena Mataliko Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako. All glories to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, Sri Sanatana Goswami Pad, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami Pad, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami Pad, Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, and Sri Das Goswami Pad, or Raghunath Das Goswami Pad. So Srinivas is glorifying all of them, and this particular shloka glorifies something they were expert in, Nana Shastra Vichara. They read thousands and thousands of shastras, nana shastra, various shastras and scriptures and vichar. They took them into deep consideration. They examined them deeply, thoroughly investigated them. Nana shastra vichara naika, charnaika nipun. They were expert in this matter. They were experts in Sanskrit, experts in sahitya, literature, experts in vyakaran, grammar, experts in itihas, history, experts in naya, logic, experts in kavi, poetry, and experts in jyotish, astrology. And so these are the basic subjects to understand Sanskrit. So they, using all this expertise and acumen, Sanskrit acumen, they established for the benefit of everyone, lokanam hitakarano. Hita means benefit, welfare, hita, hitakaran. They did welfare for the loka, for the people of this world. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikanapanot, Sad Dharma Samstapako. They studied all the scriptures, they gleaned out the essence, they extracted the essence, and they Sad Dharma Samstak. They established the eternal principles of religion. The eternal, unchanging, most essential principles of religion they established in their own writings, Goswami Granths. Goswami Granthas, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjwala Nilamani, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Lago Bhagavatamrita, and Bhagavatam commentaries, and Upadeshamrita, all these different books, Manashiksha, very important books they gave us. And this way they directed people towards the worship of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. They were maddened by the worship of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, and they wanted to direct everybody else in that way, Radha Krishna Padaranaika Mataliko. They're Mata Ali. Ali means bee, intoxicated honeybee. Mataliko. Mat Ali. Ali means bee, so Mata Ali. Mataliko means they were like maddened bees. They themselves are like this and they wanted to help everybody else. So then they did this, they wrote all these books. So Prabhupada, just like the six Goswamis, his predecessors, he did the same thing. He thought, well, what are the most essential scriptures to give to these people of Kali Yuga, 500 years after Mahaprabhu was leaving this planet? Radha Krishna Padaravinda, Bhajana Anandena Mataliko. They were maddened, they were Alika. They were bumble honeybees, completely maddened, and due to the bliss of bhajan, bhajanandi, bhajanandena mataligo, due to their bhajan. What kind of bhajan? What was the bhajan of the Sad Goswamis? Their bhajan was Radha Krishna Pada, Padaravinda bhajan. Radha Krishna Padaravinda bhajan. They are worshipping the lotus feet of Radha Govinda, Radha Krishna, Radha Madan Gopal, Madan Mahan, Radha Gopinath, Radha Raman, Radha Giridhari, Radha Vinod, like this, the six Goswamis were worshipping their Ishtadevs, basically Radha and Krishna in various names and forms, expressions. Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajan. That bhajan, that worship of the Padaravinda, Padaravinda, the lotus feet of Radha Krishna, Radha Govinda. And what happened? What kind of... And they became like crazy humble bumblebees. They became like crazy bumblebees due to the bliss of their bhajan, bhajanandi. Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Anandena Mataliko. Ali. Alika. Honeybee, bumblebee, mata or mada, mad, intoxicated. They were intoxicated with that sweet honey coming from tasting the lotus feet of Radha Govinda. How did they taste the honey from the lotus feet? The makarande, the pollen, the honey, pollen mixed honey. They tasted it by bhajan, Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam, intense Smaranam, Leela Smaranam, Guna Smaranam, Rup Smaranam. And this made them mad in transcendental ecstasy, and they drank that sweet nectar from their bhajan. So that yoga bhyas, that bhajan krama, that system of bhajan, which they extracted from the scriptures, they put together for to form the primary books, the Mukhya Granth of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. So, of course, the answer to the question, which books do we read? Well, we read the books that Prabhupada gave us, because he gave us the most essential books to develop pure level Godhead, to attain the eternal prem seva of Radha Govinda and the groves of Vrindavan. The kuncha yuno ratikili siddhai yayal bir yuktira pekshaniya. So what is the first book that he gave us? First book that he gave us was Easy Journey to Other Planets, paperback book. He wrote in 1959 in Radha Damodar Temple. Easy Journey to Other Planets. So in this book, Prabhupada is creating Shraddha, Nado Shraddha Tata Sarasanga. Because now, then in 1959, 69, 79, 89, and 09, every time phase, every 10 years, people have absolute, undivided, absolute, unquestionable, 100% Sudrita Vishwas in scientists. They fully believe in scientists. Whatever they say is gospel. Whatever they say is absolute. Whatever they say is perfect. Whatever they say is highest possible conclusion of reality and Siddhanta. So everybody's mad after the scientists. So Prabhupada published Easy Journey to Other Planets to explain how stupid the scientists are. That they know everything about nescience and nothing about science. Nescience is this ephemeral changing world. This is nescience. They have minutely studied the transient, but they have not studied the intangible. They have not studied consciousness. They have not studied God, which is the background of everything. Consciousness is the background of all reality. God is the background of all movement and creation. He is the creator. Don't have any idea of this. So in Easy Journey to Other Planets, he explains how by yoga, by meditation, one can actually travel to other planets, such as the moon. You can never go there by mechanical spacecraft because it's a swarga loka. It's a higher planetary region. And so there, in that first book, he tries to create shraddha, faith in Krishna, faith in Shastra, and faith in the Vedic viewpoint, the Vedic understanding of the anti-material particle. I don't know if you ever read the book. It's a very important book. Prabhupada talks about, because material scientists only talk about bina ashada prakrita. Krishna says in Gita, bina prakrita ashtada. It's ashta prakriti. These eight energies are my inferior energies. This is apareya. It's para. It is not transcendental. What are those eight energies? The shukshma sharir, linga sharir. So the eight energies are bhumir, apo, nalo, vayo, kamano, buddhir, evaja, ahankara, iti, yame, bina prakrita ashtada. So these eight inferior material energies are earth, bhumi, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Kam means ether. Kham, kam. Kam. Ether, sky, space. Vastu, space, sky, ether. Above vayu, above vata. So this is five. Panchabhuta. It's called Panchamatra, Panchabhuta. But beyond this, there is these subtle material energies, man, buddhi, and hankara, mind, intelligence, and identity, false ego. And Krishna says, bina prakrita ashta. These are separated, bina, these are without me. These are my separated material energies. The next verse, he says, apareyam itastvanyam prakritim medimeparam. So besides this inferior energy, Arjuna, there's another superior energy of mind by which everything is hanging. Everything is hanging. That superior energy is consciousness. Anuchit, chaitanya, consciousness. So beyond this material particles, all these material particles, you may split those particles, you may see those particles in a cyclotron or split them, you may chart their movement, you may slap all kinds of names on them, Mrs. Neutron and Mr. Proton and Mrs. Quark and quasar and this and that. You give all kinds of names to what you see. You can name the phenomenon, but you don't know the cause of the phenomenon. You just give it a name. And if you're really puffed up, you put your own name, you discover a principle and put your name on it. Heisenberg, uncertainty principle. So our principle is Krishna, absolute certainty principle. Because Krishna is absolutely certain about every principle of creation, beginning with creation itself. There's no, well, maybe, or it could be, I think, I hope it is. No, this is how it is. Absolutely correct, perfect understanding is Krishna's viewpoint. Adhoksha Jagyan, transcendental knowledge. So therefore, in this book, Easy Journey to Other Planets, Prabhupada establishes the difference between the material particle and the anti-material particle. The anti-material particles in chapter 7 of the Bhagavad Gita, verse 5. Aparayam itastvanyam prakritim minivaparam. Apara prakriti. Para prakriti and apara prakriti. Para is material energy and apara is material energy, and para means transcendental. The consciousness, the soul beyond the body, consciousness beyond the mind. The living principle is not flesh and proteins, chones formally. It is not carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and sulfur. These are not the building blocks of life. Life is consciousness. Life is Atma. Life is Jeev-Atma, living principle. Jeev-Atma. Vadi is just material elements. You're a living person. You take all kinds of elements together. You make a house. You take water. You take cement. You take fire. Take bricks. All these elements you utilize and create materials and build a house. House is not alive. House is dead matter. His body is a house for the soul. It is dead matter. So that's the first book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. The next book after that one would read would be Bhagavad Gita or Isopanishad. First, Easy Journey to Other Planets, then Isopanishad, establishing that of all the jivas, there's one supreme. And of all the objects in this world, there's an owner and a controller. Right? And everything is actually perfect. We don't have to do anything but to puja and worship the Lord. We don't have to improve the perfection of the world. We don't have to improve the world. We have to actually live in cooperation with God, and automatically He'll improve the world because the world's already perfect. The imperfection and problems in the world are not due to the world and not due to God. It's due to man's misuse of the energy of God, man's misappropriation of the food that's allotted and the energy that's allotted. He misappropriates it due to lust, due to envy, due to pride. Because everything's perfect. Om Purnamidam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivashishyate. This is the Mangalacharan of Isopanishad. Everything's perfect because God is perfect. God is perfect. So everything emanating from God is perfect. This material world is perfect. This earth planet is perfect. Problems, malnutrition, overpopulation, starvation, lack of water, water shortage, crowding, crime, terrorism, rape, murder, theft, cheating. This doesn't make the world imperfect. The world's still perfect. But the human beings have brought all these things about. They're turning their back from God and ignoring God's existence. So then human beings have destroyed the world, not God. I may make a very beautiful house, put all kinds of beautiful furniture in it, and beautiful lighting and facilities and amenities, and then a bunch of monkeys come in and trash out the house. They pull off break the faucets, hang from the chandeliers and break them all, break all the windows, chew up all the chairs and eat them, turn over all the plants, and rip up the paintings off the wall. So I made a perfect house, a beautiful house, and then a bunch of monkeys came in and destroyed it. They went bananas in my house. So God has created a perfect house, but then a bunch of two-legged monkeys have destroyed it. They polluted all the air. Did God give us polluted air? No, we made it polluted. The air was perfect, pure, clean. Did God give us polluted water? No. All the rivers you could drink, all the rivers. You could bathe in all the rivers. You could drink the water from the river. No RO filter system. No, nothing required. No UV radiation purification. Just put your hand in, drink it, perfect health, mineral water, spring water. So mankind has polluted all the water, polluted all the air, polluted the earth with contaminants, nuclear contaminants and radiation and chemicals, heavy metals. The earth is perfect. The air is perfect. The water is perfect. Purnam, 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 Purnam. So we are the ones who made the world a mess, not God. Monkeys let loose in the house. Active foolish. Monkeys are active, very active, but they're foolish. That creates destruction. And then, so Isopanishad goes on to explain that everything's perfect, and there's someone behind this perfection called Isha. Ishvara Paramakrishna. Isha vasyamidam sarvam yat kinchit trikatyam jagat tena tyaktena bunjita madgriha kasya svidanam. He controls God. Behind everything is a controller, and the ultimate controller is God. Behind every possession is an owner, and the ultimate owner is God. Behind every object of enjoyment or every opportunity for enjoyment, there's an original enjoyer, original enjoyment, and that's God and God's service. So He's the enjoyer. So then we read Easy Journey to Other Planets to increase our faith, and Isopanishad to increase our knowledge. Then we graduate to Bhagavad Gita, as it is, by Srila Prabhupada with his enlightened devotional purports. So we read Bhagavad Gita, and then we follow Prabhupada's recommendation, and we read teachings of Lord Chaitanya to understand the avatar for this Kali Yuga. Living in Kali Yuga, the age of Prem Purushottam, the age of chanting Hare Krishna. This is the Dharma, this is the Yajna, this is the Puja, this is the Homa. This is everything. There's no other yoga, nothing else required. Chanting Hare Krishna. And what are the teachings of Lord Chaitanya? Then as we get more serious about following the teachings, surrendering to Guru, then we read and study Nectar of Devotion, Sri Upanishad and Krishna book, and then simultaneously reading, studying first canto Bhagavatam, Nectar of Instruction. So it's about 7-8 books altogether. These are required. And then you read first canto. Prabhupada gave us a first canto. He did that in Radha-Damodar. He brought it to New York, and that was all there was for some time. Then gradually he gave us almost the whole Bhagavatam, 10 cantos. 11th and 12th was done by his disciples, and 10th was finished by his disciples. I mean, verse by verse. So there you have it. Easy Journey to Other Planets, Isha Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, teaching Lord Chaitanya, Nectar Devotion, Isha Upanishad, first canto of Bhagavatam. That's 7 books. Then Krishna book, 8 books. And then the rest of the Bhagavatam, 9, and CC, 10. All the CC and all the Bhagavatam. So you have 10 basic titles, 10 basic books. If you read those inside and out and understand them, you go back to God and you attain perfection. You don't have to read anything else. So what? So 10 books, that's so much. I have one student in Delhi. She's married, retired. And she started reading Bhagavatam 5 months ago, and she's on 11th canto. Every purport, every verse. She has a husband also. She's not a widow. She's not working, but... So, you put your mind, and she likes it, you put your mind to it, you can read a lot. Well, she's already read all the other books, little books, now she's going Bhagavatam. So this is the answer to your question. There's so many books. There's literally, if you collect all the books that have been written in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, and about the Gaudiya Sampradaya, and by members of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, maybe 10,000 books, maybe more. Written by the Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas, by the followers of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and by those who study, like professors. There's thousands of books written by professors about Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Analysis of love principle and nectar devotion, Professor so-and-so. Analysis of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic euphoria. Was it euphoria or was it epilepsy? Professor so-and-so. And they write all these things, 300-page essay for their PhD. Thousands of essay, PhD, which means book. Thousands and thousands of books written about Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Chaitanya, Radha and Krishna worship, bhakti, Hare Krishna devotees, etc. So if you try to read them all, it's 10,000, 20,000 books. Essays, PhD, dissertations, which means books, written in French language, in Russian language, in English language. I'm not even talking about... I'm just talking about English. You go to Chinese. Everywhere, professors and students are writing their PhDs on the Hare Krishna movement, on the Dark Lord, on Radha and Krishna, on the Goswami's grants. It's unbelievable. So you'll never be able to read all those things. Read the basics. 10 books. 10 books to perfection. A to Z. A to Z. Prabhupada made it easy. Don't complicate it. So you can go and try. You can just go into a kitchen and try to figure out how to cook. You might make a lot of mistakes. But some cook, if you go in with a cook, he says, "Listen, here's where you start. Start boiling water. Learn how to boil water. Learn how to cook rice. Okay, now chapatis, now sabji, now dal." So, guru is teacher. Teacher helps saves time. Saves our time and gives us the truth we're looking for, the facts we're anxious to find. So Prabhupada is just like the Goswamis. He has studied all the different shastras, Nana Shastra Vichara Naikinipano. Sadharma Samstapako. Lokanam Hitakarino Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanyakaro. I offer prayers to the 6 Goswamis who are expert in extracting the essence of all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing the jiva in his eternal position of performing pure devotion, Shuddha Bhakti Rupa Parama Dharma. The activities of the Goswamis, their writing, their teaching, their personal examples, their lives and behavior, The activities of the six Goswamis bring auspiciousness and supreme benefit to everyone in this world, or everyone in the three worlds. Or they are worthy of worship. Everyone in the three worlds, Sri Bhuvane, Bhur Bhuvaswa, they should take shelter of them. They are worthy of worship throughout the three worlds. The six Goswamis are especially affectionate to those who take shelter of them. And they are so much absorbed in their service to Sri Radha Govinda that they have become mad like bees intoxicated by the honey oozing from the lotus feet of Radha Govinda. Sad Goswami Vrindavan Dhamma ki jai. Echai Gosai Kori Chananan Vandan Yaho Hite Bigna Nash Avishta Puran Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Echai Gosai Kori Chananan Vandan Yaho Hite Bigna Nash Avishta Puran Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Echai Gosai Kori Chananan Vandan Yahoite Bignanash Avishtapuran Sri Shad Goswami Ashtakam Ki Jai Srila Srinivasacharya Ki Jai Sad Goswami Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai 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 Sri Radhe.